Advocate Chair, Sagos Cuguego. My name is Paula Whitlow. I am a board member at the Ontario Native Women's Association, the oldest and largest women's association in Canada. We agree with proposals that call a distinct status for Indigenous people separate from NGOs that do not require ECOSOC accreditation. We cannot continue to accept the current colonial accreditation approaches that try to silence us and make us invisible in UN spaces. We echo calls for modalities that respect and accommodate all Indigenous people in all of our diversities. Call on states to allocate financial resources to ensure our effective inclusion. Alleviate barriers, including prioritizing us in the list of speakers on matters affecting us. We recognize that defining accreditation criteria is complex. We agree that indigeneity should not be determined by states. We appreciate recommendations for criteria that may include recognition of our relationship to land, having our own languages, culture, spirituality, and laws. We call for specific attention to be given to two criteria. Number one, enhance Indigenous women and girls' inclusion, including through the organizations we choose to represent us. We echo the Special Rapporteur's recommendation that particular attention should be paid to increasing the inclusion of Indigenous women-led organizations and associations. It is our inherent right as life givers and water and land defenders to speak on our own behalf and represent ourselves, our families, and our future generations. We further call for the broad representation of Indigenous women, including those in urban settings. In Canada, 83% of Indigenous people live off-reserve in rural and urban centers and access services from Indigenous organizations in these settings. Indigenous women's voices and needs must not be excluded. Number two, ensure the safety of Indigenous women and girls to be included. The UN must be a safe space for Indigenous women to effectively join. Safe spaces ensure our rights are upheld, that we can gather and openly share our knowledge and experiences. This may include the development of a dedicated UN mechanism or body to further the rights and implementation of recommendations related to Indigenous women. We call for states in the United Nations system to take a stronger stance against reprisals and the anti-rights movement and anti-Indigenous racism. Miigwech, Mantna, Merci, Nyawagoa, thank you.